Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you on this Friday, April 6th. 5 days after April Fool's Day. But you know, right here in Washington, D.C., where I'm sitting, not very far from the U.S. Capitol, all of us, all of the American people, are taken for fools on a daily basis by our corrupt occupant of the White House, George W. Bush. I don't call him our president. He is a war criminal, so I can call him War Criminal Bush. But I don't call him president because we need to pound away on this. He stole two consecutive presidential elections. Anyway, you cut it. That's right, folks. He shouldn't be president, but he occupies the office and has his hand on the nuclear weapon, and he has advised us that he may well, in fact, use nuclear weapons to destroy the government and people of Iran. Pretty scary, folks. Well, you know, it's been probably just over a week since I issued a challenge to another fool. But I don't know if I do want to call him a fool, because he's nobody's fool. One Queen Esther, also known as Eric Hufschmidt. I challenged Queen Esther to publicly name and challenge the Mossad-controlled cult that has millions upon millions of dollars at its disposal, really billions probably when it comes right down to it, some money of which is known to have been filtered through the Bank Hapoalim in Israel. This American-based cult, which has international tentacles, and which I believe, and others believe, is actually the secret force behind Eric Hufschmidt. I've challenged Hufschmidt to take on this Mossad-controlled cult and tell his followers, who hang on his every word about the Mossad connections of this cult and the secret handful of Zionist lawyers, not so secret for those who have followed the cult, particularly its former members, who are among its most outspoken and effective critics. I've challenged Mr. Hufschmidt to blow the whistle in this cult. Mr. Hufschmidt, Queen Esther, claims to be a great exposer of Zionism, but Queen Esther has remained silent. Queen Esther will not mention this cult because Queen Esther is not allowed to mention this cult. I could go on the air and say just about anything, and Eric Hufschmidt would respond to it, but Eric Hufschmidt will not respond to this challenge, because Eric Hufschmidt cannot. Eric Hufschmidt is not allowed to respond to this challenge. Very, very interesting, folks. I think we finally put our finger on the ultimate answer to the Hufschmidt conundrum. We know about the connection to Rupert Murdoch, of course, but Rupert Murdoch is just another tool in the Zionist labyrinth, just as this cult is a tool in the Zionist labyrinth that deploys its members into all sorts of corporations and entities to keep the pulse on what's happening. I described how they infiltrated one of their members, a longtime operative, into the USS Liberty Truth Movement. And anybody who doesn't believe that they wouldn't infiltrate the 911 Truth Movement is kidding themselves. Because ultimately the 911 Truth Movement, if taken to its final conclusion, will of course definitively point toward a role by Israel's Mossad. Yet, Sister Hufschmidt and Christopher Boleyn will not mention this cult. These two who paint themselves as the great Zionist exposers. You know, since the year 2000, when he first came aboard at American Free Press, or rather Liberty Lobby, Christopher Boleyn has been paid $266,000 and received nearly $60,000 in expenses. That's a total of over $331,000. Well, now he's got the chance to show what he's made of and expose the biggest Zionist-controlled cult in operation in the world today. Come on, Christopher. Let's see you do it.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here, coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. Stopped out at the American Free Press office today to do a little bit of work on one of their computers down there and took a look at the latest issue of the paper that has been just sent to the printer. Very interesting article in there many interesting articles, but one about the fact that the Jewish synagogue of Rabbi David Weiss, the anti-Zionist rabbi from New York, who actually was in attendance along with me and many, many other people at the big Holocaust conference in Tehran, they burned his synagogue. That didn't make national news, folks. I don't agree with Rabbi Weiss's support for the Talmud, of course, and I've mentioned that on the program. But as Mark Glenn's article points out in the American Free Press this week, here Rabbi Weiss has been the victim of terrorism. A synagogue has been burned. If it was any other synagogue, it would have been national news again and again and again and again and again. Only because Rabbi Weiss and his colleagues attended the International Holocaust Conference in Tehran. And as I stressed repeatedly on this program and in a widely distributed article about that conference, Rabbi Weiss and his colleagues never suggested, quote-unquote, that the Holocaust didn't happen. In fact, they agree with the general version of Holocaust history as it's been presented, but they are very critical of the state of Israel. And here these guys, their synagogue was burned, folks. You know, and I will say, you know, Rabbi Weiss is a pretty nice fellow. Victim of terrorism here, but we don't hear about it in the mass media. Now, speaking of a Holocaust conference, there is going to be a Holocaust conference right here in the United States. It's on Memorial Day weekend in Hillsboro, West Virginia, May 26th and 27th. It's the 2007 International Holocaust Revisionist Conference. Ingrid Zundel, the wife of imprisoned activist Ernst Zundel, is going to be there. Professor Arthur Butz, author of the world-famous books, Hoax of the 20th Century, is going to be there. Joe McGinnis, an American attorney who's defended Americans who've been falsely branded as war criminals by the Justice Department, is going to be there. Okay, well, you can get further information on that by calling 304-653-4707, 304-653-4707. I was actually invited to speak at this conference, but I won't be able to be there, unfortunately. But I'll be there in spirit, and I'm sure there will be many of you who may take the time to utilize your Memorial Day weekend in that fashion. Certainly going to be a lot of interesting information on the topic. Again, that number, 304-653-4707. Or there's an email for the conference coordinators, Eric, E-R-I-C-H, E-R-I-C-H, at resistance.com, R-E-S-I-S-T-A-N-C-E.com, Eric at resistance.com. Incidentally, folks, the other night I mentioned the Electoral College, and, you know, a lot of conservative patriots think the Electoral College is a dandy idea, a splendid idea that it maintains a Republican form of government. Well, you know, it's very interesting. I don't like the Electoral College. I think there should be a very serious reform of the Electoral College. I might even go towards the popular vote. But, of course, we realize the elections are stolen in this country anyway, that we have vote fraud. A lot of people don't want to admit that, don't want to think about it, but we have it. Well, if there's any doubt in your mind that the political establishment in this country likes or doesn't like, I should say, if there's any doubt in your mind that the political establishment doesn't like the Electoral College, here is a comment from David S. Broder, who is one of the key columnists, a longtime columnist for the Washington Post. David Broder writes that the two-party system that is the underpinning of our form of representative government is supported by the Electoral College, which gives each party a reliable base of support and forces them to compete fiercely for swing voters in places where they are of roughly equal strength. That mix of stability and uncertainty is the formula for healthy politics, and changing the formula should not be done casually. So perhaps the premier Washington Post columnist for the powerful elite newspaper here in our nation's capital, which is hardly patriotic or hardly conservative, hardly nationalist, they say that reforming the Electoral College is a bad idea. And he says, David Broder says, that the two-party system is supported by the Electoral College. So, folks, don't hang on to the idea that because the Electoral College happened to be an invention of our founding fathers, that it's still a good thing. Because, in reality, if our system was really governed by the actual votes that were cast by the voters, the Electoral College system would be working against us anyway. The Founding Fathers did not want a two-party system, folks. They didn't want a party system. A party system evolved, and that party system evolved even further into a two-party system. And now the Washington Post says that the Electoral College is really dandy. For that reason alone, folks, you should oppose the Electoral College. I don't have the answer to it, but I do know that what we have is pretty bad. I know there's a lot of people out there, for a reason or reasons which I've never completely understood, a lot of people out there who don't like the idea that the majority of voters should be able to elect the president by a popular vote. They say, of course, that the majority of voters are easily misled. Well, you know, what if the majority of the American voters suddenly turned around and elected Ron Paul, as we all wish they would? And then Ron Paul got robbed of the presidency by the Electoral College. If, in fact, we had honest elections in the first place that weren't counted by the computers controlled by the media monopoly, which is controlled by the international bankers who control our Federal Reserve System and therefore the money system of the United States. These international bankers that are part and parcel of the international financial empire of the Rothschild family. And just to remind you, folks, contrary to what Alex Jones implied recently on his program, the Rothschilds are not Nordic. They're not Nordic types pretending to be Jews in order to make the Jews look bad. The Rothschilds are Jewish. They certainly don't represent all Jews, but they do control a considerable amount of money, and many, many powerful American politicians are bought and paid for by the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds, you know, control the Council on Foreign Relations. The Council on Foreign Relations, folks, you know, the Rockefellers have always been big in that, but the Rockefellers are dying off. You know, the Council on Foreign Relations is the American junior cousin of the Royal Institute of International Affairs in London, the RIIA. And that Royal Institute was set up by Rothschild money. So even the Rockefellers here in the United States, they're just satellites of the Rothschilds. Their fortune is continually being split up and divided up. It's been put into big foundations that the Rockefellers themselves hardly control anymore. So the operative word here, folks, is Rothschild. Rothschild, Rothschild. That's what was outlined in the book, The Synagogue of Satan, which our very special guest, Tex Mars, talked about here a week ago or so in this program. So, it all comes back to that one critical thing. Our political system here in this country is controlled, and the people who do control it want to maintain their control of the political system. And part of their open control of the political system is by propping up the Electoral College. Yes, the Electoral College was outlined in the Constitution. But, folks, there's one part of our Constitution that I don't think is relevant anymore. Now, if you have some opinions about that, either in agreement with me or in disagreement with me, I invite you to call in. No problem with disagreeing. That's what it's all about. We patriots, we nationalists, we America firsters, we critics of the New World Order have got to stick together. Otherwise, we're going to hang together. So let's talk about the Electoral College or whatever you want to talk about. The number here is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, crime capital of the world.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, your resident plumber who's trying to get all the scum out of the national sink. What a sink it is. Washington, the big newspaper here, of course, I mentioned earlier is the Washington Post, but its conservative, quote-unquote, rival is the Washington Times, which is, oddly enough, published by another cult, not the one I mentioned earlier, which we believe Eric Hufschmidt is an agent of and probably a member of, but another cult, the Unification Church of the infamous Sun Myung-moon. Sun Myung-moon was a creation of the Korean CIA and the American CIA in many respects, and he's been a big promoter of internationalism and multiculturalism, and of course, he's a big supporter of Israel. And his Washington Times, however, the editors and the advertising people there, every once in a while, will publish paid advertisements from people who dare to say boo to the Israeli lobby. I mentioned a couple weeks ago that my old friend Stan Rittenhouse did, in fact, buy a full-page ad saying that our alliance with Israel will be America's demise, and he very nicely, and before I even knew it, I knew nothing about it, he promoted my book, The High Priests of War, in that advertisement, saying that it was the secret history of how America's Zionists came to power and orchestrated the war against Iraq, using American blood to do so. Well, guess what, folks? This week in Washington Jewish Week, very influential newspaper here that circulates in the Washington Jewish community, has a story, Washington Times again prints anti-Israel ad, and then goes on in four columns in about 24 inches complaining about Stanley's advertisement. It's kind of funny. They say the continued publication of these ads, the spokesman for the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith says, the continued publication of these ads suggests that the Washington Times is in fact willing to be used as a venue for extremists to spread their dangerous propaganda. But it's funny. It's funny that another Zionist spokesman, a Mr. Halber, said that the ad was so offensive and devoid of truth, it's hard to believe any thinking person would take it seriously. So this schizophrenic approach to my work personally and to the work of others who criticize Zionism is always very entertaining and amusing and interesting to me. It's a real psychological study. Because on the one hand, they say, oh, well, these people are full of crap. These people are nonsense. These people are idiots. These people are crackpots. These people can't be taken seriously. They say this on the one hand. On the other hand, they say, oh, the things that they are publishing is dangerous, and people should not be allowed to hear it. This is what the Anti-Defamation League did some years ago when I was invited to speak at a college in California before college students, folks. Young people between 18 and 22 years old, presumably the cream of the crop, academically, at least they got into college anyway, and I don't mean to say that if you got into college you're any smarter than anybody else, but needless to say, the assumption is that because they are in college, they are seeking education and openness to ideas and a readiness to debate, and yet the Anti-Defamation League said that this awful Mike Piper shouldn't be allowed to speak at that college because impressionable students might actually believe Piper's claim that Israel was involved in the JFK assassination. Now, of course, these same Zionists at the Anti-Defamation League think that these same students are old enough to be in the U.S. military fighting Israel's incessant wars in the Middle East, like the one we're now engaged in Iraq, and the one they want to get us engaged in Iran. What hypocrisy, but at the same time, it's real schizophrenia. I wish they would make up their minds, folks. You know, they've got to make up their minds. Am I dangerous? Are critics of Israel dangerous? Are we depraved? Are we people who might stir the pot? Are we people who could cause massive disruptions? Or are we simply people who are not to be regarded, not to be noticed, not to be talked about? And then again, the question arises, why do they even talk about us? If we're so bad, if we're so unconvincing, if we are so worthless, extraneous, not to be believed, why do they bother going out of their way? Interesting. I'm just asking the question. I'm not. I don't pretend to have the final judgment here. I don't know the answer. Nor would I really want to probe the depths of these strange minds and souls that conduct public affairs in this fashion, because they are pretty perverse individuals, evidenced by their rhetoric, their angry rhetoric, and the fact they'll even burn a Jewish synagogue because the rabbi there is a critic of Israel. Folks, they will hurt their own people. I'm waiting for your calls. The number is 800-313-9443. Don't make me talk for the rest of the hour. What do you have to say?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have a whole raft of callers here tonight, so I'm going to try to squeeze you all in. I will try to keep my comments limited, which is a very difficult thing for me to do. But anyway, let's roll ahead with Jeff from Vermont. Jeff, come on up.
Hey, Michael.
How you doing?
Good. I just wanted to comment about that synagogue that burn.
Yeah.
Is it Nutri-Carter?
Yes, yeah.
If that was a pro-Israel, pro-Zionist synagogue, that would have made national headlines.
Uh-huh.
And it just seems so weird how they put the self-hating Jew, which is absolute nonsense, and they don't even recognize these people. You can see through these people, like, you know, after you know the story and everything, you can see right through these people.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, even the law enforcement authorities up there, it's in Muncie, New York, they're saying that the fire is being treated as suspicious. It's not, you know, like the Christmas tree caught on fire, being somewhat facetious here, you know. But, this was the real act of arson. This is terrorism. It's a Jewish synagogue, and it didn't make the national news. It was reported in the news in New York. But, you know, it didn't make ABC or CBS or Fox. You know, no, it didn't make the news. So, you know, and as I say, I vehemently disagree with Rabbi Weiss and his views about the Talmud. But, you know, that's his right to have those views. But also, he's a pretty nice guy.
He's
a pretty nice guy. And these other rabbis that I met from Vienna and from London, they're very nice people. And to think that they have been abused, you know, not only by their own people, but by the mass media and everybody else, it just goes to show you how rotten people can be.
You just better hope that Michael Chertoff doesn't investigate it.
He'll probably discover that Al-Qaeda did it.
All right, Mike, I know you got a lot of fun.
All right, Jeff, thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
All right, let's go to, is it Rick or Rich in Florida? I can't read my own handwriting.
Yeah, Mike, it's Rick.
Rick, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you. You know, I always hear you say you're up for opposing calls, and then, you know, I call in and I'm waiting for an hour, 45 minutes.
Well, I'm here.
Well, okay. Well, you know what? We know who killed Jesus Christ. We know AIPAC consists of Jews and control our government today. We know Jews had to do with killing Kennedy. We know history. But you know what? The other day, I heard a guy come on and talk to you and Mark Glenn, who's supposedly now the professional in the Jew industry. You know, a year ago, I never even heard of him. But all of a sudden, he's a professional. And a guy came on very eloquently and said, we have Larry Silverstein right in the crosshair saying that he had Building 7 pulled. And you guys both backed off like the cowardly chickens that I would see on Hannity or O'Reilly. And it really...
Well, that's not true, but I'll let you continue.
Well, yeah, you'll let me continue. But you know what? You proved what you're made of right there and then. Because if you didn't go with that, like a fish on bait, I don't know what it is ever going to take to get you guys to do a damn thing. Do you understand what I'm talking about? May I just call you Bernie? Because your name is Bernie. Why in the world would you drop the name Bernie if you had it? You know, and let me, before you tell me that I'm a Daryl Bradford Smith or a Hub Schmidt or a Bolin fan, like O'Reilly and Hannity will call me a liberal when I call up, it's hogwash. I am talking about the truth. And this is the truth, and I don't follow anybody. I follow the truth. And you backed off, and so did Mark Glenn, back off like complete cowards. We got Silverstein in the crosshairs, and you guys will not do a damn thing. And I tell you people listening right now, you stand up and do something, because that is our opening. That is what is going to make this movement a victory. Now, you go ahead and talk.
I've let you say it. Do you have anything more to say?
No, I want to know what your excuse is. Why you didn't go with that? What?
I didn't. That isn't what I said, and that isn't what Mark Glenn said either. So I don't have any further comments. I let you go on considerably longer than I should have for the simple reason that I have 1, 2, 3, 4 more callers lined up. But you implied earlier at the beginning of the call that I don't allow free and open debate on here. You complain that you've called and had to wait. Well, guess what? That happens to many people who call this program. Many people call this program and sit through 45 minutes of me ranting and raving just like you did. They don't think that they're being censored. They just know that I'm sitting here talking. This gentleman, ladies and gentlemen, left the air. You heard what I did. You heard me let him go on and on and on. I think this may be the gentleman who's probably been sending the ranting, raving, hysterical, foul-mouthed emails that Mark Glenn and Rick Adams and I have been getting, and I like to let people like this on the air because it just kind of shows what they're all about. All right, well, anyway, we have another caller from Florida. Let's go to Larry in Florida. Larry, are you still there?
Waiter, I'll have what he's having.
I'm sorry?
That fellow was pretty excited.
I guess.
Well, that's good. I like excitement. Well, anyway, you know what you said a while back reminded me of when David Duke tried to book a hall in Tampa. I was living in Tampa in 1997, and David Duke was going to come to town, and I was all excited about it. And one person made a phone call. Threatening to blow up that building where David Duke was going to hold his talk. And the people who rented the hall to David Duke backed out. They said, no, this is too scary. We can't stand it. And gave him his deposit back, and that was the end of David Duke for a decade.
You know, if that's happened once, it's probably happened 1,000 times over the years here in this country.
Oh, absolutely.
Sad to say, yeah. I mean, the other side can use terroristic threats with free abandon, and they never get prosecuted. They're allowed to make threatening phone calls like this. They're allowed to threaten violence, and nothing is done about it. That's okay. That's fine and dandy. Even in this modern day and age, when we're told to oppose terrorism.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I'd like to tell you about the working man's Holocaust revisionist conference going on, where we don't have to fly off to Tehran like you rich guys do. we could just drive to Hillsboro, West Virginia, over the Memorial Day weekend and attend the big old National Alliance Holocaust conference that's going on, and it's going to be a biggie.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be pretty good. Like I say, I wish I could make it, but I'm not going to be able to. They asked me to speak there, and I can't do it, but they got a good lineup there.
Well, I'll let you know how it went. Oh, another thing from what I hear is there's going to be a protest demonstration right in your neck of the woods. You don't drive, so you can just walk over to the German embassy on May 7th to take part in the Ernst Zundel demonstration.
That's the first I heard about it. I'm glad you mentioned this is on May 7th.
May 7th in front of the German embassy, Washington, D.C.
That's occupied Germany you're talking about. They don't have any freedom there. That's democratic Germany, you know?
Zionist occupational government.
That's right.
Well, you know, whoever made up that term back in the 80s when the right-wing militias were using that term way back then, Zionist occupational government. Boy, they hit it right on.
You know, that's a very good question. I wonder who was the first person to ever say that.
You know, that would be a fun thing to research because I can remember it 20 odd years ago. You know, back in the days of Robert Matthews and the order and all those.
I mean, somebody somewhere had to have said it out loud for the first time, and then somebody somewhere, maybe the same person or not, put it in writing. So, when we have a Hall of Fame, we're going to have to put up a special statue to that person, whoever it may be.
Absolutely. This movement goes back quite a ways. It ain't even hardly catching on in the mainstream, but this has been going on a long time. I've been an anti-Zionist for the last 25 years, but you know, like, there was no way to express myself. If I tried to call somebody like Michael Reagan or somebody on mainstream talk radio, 15 years ago, you know, he would actually make noises at me. He'd go, doo-doo, 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 and tell me to put on my, my tinfoil hat.
You know, I'm going to have to learn how to make noises over the air, so when Rick from Florida calls in next time, I'm going to make noises at him. I'll sing the Israeli national anthem or something like that.
Well, really though, Rick from Florida has his right to say whatever he wants. Anybody has got their right to say anything, you know, as long as they keep it civil, don't slander or libel anybody. I think anybody, Jews, Zionists, anybody can say anything they want, because once you start disallowing anybody any free speech at all, anywhere, anytime, you cross the line.
I agree with that generally. I mean, you know, we can debate specifics about it, how far can you go, et cetera, but I agree with that. You know, interesting. It's interesting, Larry. You know, when you talked about being anti-Zionist for a long time, I just had a realization for myself that I guess I'm so accustomed to talking about the issue. I was anti-Zionist even before I really had any knowledge of the term. I'm sure I had seen it or heard it at one time or another. But I was concerned about U.S. favoritism toward Israel before I had ever done any reading of any substantial nature on the subject of Zionism. You know, so it's been something that I've been aware of for a long, long time. And, you know, I just turn around here and look at all these books I've got on the subject, and yet I never had any of these thousands of books before I came to realize what a problem the state of Israel was for the United States and for the world. So it's kind of interesting, You're causing me to think here, Larry. I'm going to get you off the air. Listen, thanks for your call. I got to move on here. Let's go to Mike in Illinois. Mike, are you there?
Yes, sir. How are you doing, Mr. Piper?
How you doing?
Good. I called you last week. I'm the guy who wanted to pay cash at a bookstore and didn't want to be put on a list for buying your New Jerusalem book. I would take you up on your offer of emailing you and getting for free, but I want to make sure my money goes towards good end, because the opposition has deep pockets. So
yeah, I wish I had their deep pockets.
Well, I'm going to get a friend of mine to buy it on your website.
All right.
and my friend asked me, well, how come you're asking me? I won't be put on a list. I'm like, well, seeing the fact that I'm Iranian-American, I got a little bit more to lose than you do.
I guess so.
Yeah. I wanted to tell you, I often listen to mainstream conservative talk show hosts just to torture myself. I guess it's kind of like keep your enemies closer type of deal.
Yeah.
And Medved had Representative Duncan Hunter on a couple days ago.
Okay.
And I called in, and the screener said, what do you want to talk about? And I said, well, I wanted to ask the representative how decent Americans can let a foreign nation and its pressure group push Congress around, namely Israel and AIPAC. And he said, oh, I'm sorry, we got a bad connection. And he hung up on me. So I called back 2 minutes later, and I asked him a question about abortion. And he said, okay, hold on.
And that connection, that bad connection, got suddenly improved somehow.
That's right. And they let me on the air, and I asked him my real question. I asked him, Mr. Hunter, how, as a patriotic, decent American, you can allow a foreign nation's pressure group to bully Congress and infringe upon our sovereignty? And after I asked that, I was cut off. And Representative Hunter said, well, this postage stamp of a country surrounded by enemies has always been our ally, and it was their F-16s that went over the horizons and bombed the nuclear reactors of Saddam Hussein, and all the regular BS about Israel being our ally. And it truly amazes me that, I mean, are these people American? I mean, do they really believe what he's saying? I mean, do you think?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I should say this. There are probably a few members of Congress who actually believe that nonsense. There probably are, and I will grant them their right to believe it, and say that, you know, that if they believe it, I have to respect their belief, even though I believe they're wrong.
Right.
But I think for the most part, you'll find that these members of Congress, and this is no surprise to you or anybody else. Most of these members of Congress say these things because they have to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a sorry phenomenon, you know, but right there in your state of Illinois, we had several members of the Senate who took the Senate and the House of Representatives who took a beating from the Israeli lobby, Senator Charles Percy and Senator Adlai Stevenson IV, the son of the former presidential candidate, and also Congressman Paul Finley, who was otherwise a very liberal Republican.
Right.
And you know, it's kind of interesting. I've mentioned this on the air. A former presidential candidate, Adlai Stevenson, although the Jewish community has always draped themselves with his memory, the fact is, if you read some serious biographies of Adlai, a serious biography of Adlai Stevenson, you'll find that he, in fact, was very privately behind the scenes a critic of Israel. But then again, most people are behind the scenes. Mike, thanks for your call. We're going to the final break. Maybe Rick from Florida will call back.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're wrapping up the hour here. We've got a couple callers. I'm going to try to squeeze them in. I doubt we'll be able to do it, but let's go to Jim from Illinois. Jim, there we go.
How are you tonight?
How you doing?
Good. You know, you got into this thing on the Holocaust, and I don't know if you've seen this interview with Deborah Lipstadt about maybe 10 months to a year ago on the C-SPAN.
No, I didn't see that actual interview. No.
She had gotten into a, discussion with the, I forget who the guy was with her in the interview, but she's talking about this lawsuit filed against her by David Irving.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding that and how she won, and it sounded like the whole thing was kind of rigged against him anyway. And she's saying, the one guy was asking or saying that she should have brought forth all the evidence regarding what happened at the camps. And, I was thinking just at that time, if they'd have been open for calls, I would have definitely called in and brought up some of the things I had gotten out of the Barnes Review.
Oh yeah, well, what happened there with David Irving was that David, I will tell you, in my opinion, made a very big mistake by not taking that case before a jury and letting a jury hear it. David, I think, rather arrogantly said that the case was too complicated for a jury to hear, and that he felt he had a better chance of convincing a judge. And, that I think was a very big mistake, because I think maybe a jury might have been more open to the truth. And the fact is that in his defense or in his prosecution of the case, David did pursue some of the historical facts, but that judge was never going to rule in David Irving's favor, and consequently we see what happened.
Sure, as to be expected. You're really right. He should have known that he couldn't get a judge to back him up, whereas the jury had at least a half a chance of
exactly, exactly. Yeah. I criticize David in a friendly way there, but I think he made a mistake assuming that subject matter would be over the heads of the average person, because you don't necessarily have the average person on a jury. You can get all sorts of different people on a jury, and you might even get. You might have even gotten fair-minded Jews on the jury who might have come, and voted in favor of David Irving. I mean, it can happen. It can happen, but needless to say, David chose to put it in the hands of a judge, and we see what did happen. Deborah Lipstadt is a liar. She has published lies. But then again, that's par for the course. Well, Jim, thanks for your call. Apologies to the other callers who couldn't make it up tonight because I foolishly allowed this character, Rick, from Florida, if his name really is Rick and if he really is from Florida, to come on here and dominate the airwaves. But I like people of that ilk to just show exactly what they are, and he did. Shalom, Rick. This is Bernie signing out. I'm going to go have dinner with Larry Silverstein tonight, and we're going to pull another building. In fact, Mark Glenn's going to join us. Might even get Rick Adams in on it, too. We are covering up for Zionism. I guess you figured that out already, folks. Have a good evening.